I felt like God was telling me so many rumors of war and everything happening in this world, but this was a place of with rumors of heaven. And it was singing and joy, and it was wonderful. Thank you very much for being a family for us. I cannot explain how it is to come in Britain like home. I know so many friends I have here. Now I live with David and Catherine, and they are a part of the ministry. They love Romania, they love the work there, they love the children. So it's wonderful. We had groups in Romania from this church. John is coming not only once a year, maybe twice in many occasions with his family. It's so lovely. Thank you very much for being so welcoming to us. And in our presentation, we start with a program on television who was here. Wilma saw it. It's called The Great Train Journey to Dracula Castle. This castle was founded in 1377, and is kept because it's a national interest for it. But this is not the greatest journey, train journey in Romania. There is another one. The greatest train journey in Romania is for children who are going to the camp. And the next that doesn't go. Oh. This is it. Children going to camp. Because for many, they go for their birthplace of their souls. When they turn to God, they understand about God and they believe in Him. It's a great journey, totally different than the journey to this legend, which is Dracula. Our building, our camp, is not, I don't know if I should do or you should do from there, because it doesn't seem to work. Yes, our building is not a national monument, but for us, it's the work of a lifetime. Our hands and minds were put together to create a place to honor God and make children understand the gospel. As a child, I did not understand the gospel. My father learned to read on his Bible in the war. Coming home, he was a different person, but he didn't know how to give us the message for us to understand. But he prayed. He prayed for me 30 years, and I was the youngest in the family of five children. And I turned to God first, and after me, two by two, my brothers came to the Lord and their families. So this is a great encouragement if you have children. I was a rebel. I didn't want to turn to God because I thought the teachers are very smart and I have to believe them, but my father prayed, and I was a commander of a detachment, a wee communist, and I believe in them. I wear the red ribbon, and I swear allegiance to the flag. I was so convinced, but God took me from there and gave me faith to trust in Him, and after that, I saw the children. In my church, I looked and saw the children, and I said, maybe they are like me. They are lost in the church. They don't understand the gospel. And I started to pray, Lord, give me more knowledge. I was a teacher, but you see, for Sunday school, nobody is preparing you. There are some mission who does this, and it's wonderful if you are taught how to teach the children. Because in school they have a lot of knowledge, they have science, they have everything. And we come sometimes speaking about Noah's Ark, by example, and show them just a drawing with animals going to the arch. And it should be much more, because this world gives them knowledge which is against God. We had this summer two atheist children in the camp. One was bigger, and he came every day for counseling. He wanted to check everything. Actually, his parents were desperate. They were not believers, but they saw something is not right with their children. He was so against God. But he moved a little bit. But another child who came atheistic as well, he was a little bit younger. And after discussions every day, he trusted the Lord in the last day of the camp. Praise the Lord for the victory in the life of this child. And I have another good news. We had a weekend these days. Today it was finished in Vurfurile camp with leaders. And maybe they were anxious to do it without us because we were always there. But two children, two girls came for counseling. One said she will think more about trusting the Lord, but the other one really trusted the Lord and became a Christian today. Praise the Lord. It's amazing what he is doing. So this building is for the glory of God. And next, it's a Romanian flag here. I can see that here. Romanian flag, and this little acrostic, conservation, funding, continuation. We have to conserve what we managed to do in the camp with your help and other folks' hands and financial help. We have to keep it. It's not the monument like Dracula, but it's a place where many children came to know the Lord, and they want to come back as leaders, and they want to serve the Lord as they saw us doing it. So conservation. We received from Port Latton, from Scotland, Port Latton Church of Port Latton Church. We received a portable hall, and this hall came with the work of many, many people in Romania. And Harry made it into a camp. It was a portable hall, very simple, and only two dorms, separated with frame of wood and blankets between. This was for 2 years. And you see, children made little holes to see in the other dorm. And always boys blamed the girls doing that. I don't think so, isn't it? I think the boy were doing the holes. And the camp was working, although in a very simple way, very modest way at the beginning. After that funding, it was necessary not only financial help, but also prayer. Many people sent clothes and aid for the camp. You cannot even count the value of it, what was put in this place. And after that, continuation. Continuation because Wilma has great hair. I have also great hair. We are going to God, and somebody, Cassie, will continue. But we need somebody to help. We need a family who come there with passion for God. And please pray for this, that Cassie will have somebody when we go to help. So this is our first camp from the portable hall where Harry added something else. It doesn't look much, but for us in the first camp after Romania was in communism, it was wonderful. Because the place was sounding with singing, the hills around, the children with the Bibles. We couldn't do that before, and now we were free. The test of freedom, it was wonderful. The camp doesn't look anymore like that, but I remember the joy we had of working with children then, because I used to take the children in communism in the camp in secret. And camp, there were not some houses somewhere where people wanted to get us with Bible hidden, and it was very difficult. But now we had our own camp. And you see, that land in front, that didn't belong to us. And I asked Kari, why did you leave the steps? You should have closed that door because it's not our land. It will be, he said. He saw in the future. And you see, God sent a Scots there, a Scottish family. I prayed for a family for myself. And God has a sense of humor. He sent Wilma and Harry, and they became my family indeed. And after years, we bought piece after piece of land, and now the place is totally changed. And those who came to visit the camp, they will understand our joy of transformation. Next, please. You see, this is a group of children. We always raise the flag, Romanian flag and Scottish flag. Because we are one in Christ, we couldn't have done this without people from Scotland. And even when we built that portable hall, we had to make foundation and everything. It rained every day for 10 days. But we had 11 Scots people, 11 men, and they knew what rain is. So they work in rain, they just took some clothes good for rain, and they kept going, and it was wonderful. And that bond, that connection we had with them, eating and taking rest, because it was a very tiring work. So this was the first year, the first camps, and there encircled, you can see a wee face there. This is Cassie. She was maybe 18 in that time. She was a young thing. And since then, she never left the camp. She was with us for 32 years. And she really has a love for the children and for the camp. And now, the story is going like that. That portable hall was too small, and we had to build other cabins. They have the names from Scotland, Aberdeen, Glasgow, Linlithgow, you know, one by one, with the name of the churches who helped us and work. They need reparation. If you have joiners here, oh, how much we welcome them to come in Romania to help us with this. So the camp is growing. And next, please. It looks something like that today. It's lovely, but it takes many hands and much effort and a labor of love to keep it this way. And here I let Cassie say some words.
I want to thank you, everyone, for your love, for your prayers for us, for giving for us so much. In the name of Romanian children, we want to thank you. Thank you very, very much. John is our friend, his family, they are our friends, and for us, you are our friends too. Because even if you didn't were in Romania, your heart, it was with us, and thank you very much. After you can see the camp, it's a beautiful place. It's on the hill, and we want to keep this place like this. This place is for God's glory, and we are doing this because we believe at any age, the most important things for anybody is to be saved. We saw many children saved, and because of this, we are there, and because of this, the camp is running. And all the maintenance in the camp, we try to do it with a cheaper cost. We try to involve friends from our church or from around, a lot of young people who are good workers. They come in their holidays and in their free times to repair things there, to then pay somebody else. So we try to keep it how much we can low with the prices. And God help us to look the camp like this. Everybody who is coming there can see the camp. It's a special place. And we want, when children arrive in the camp, to see this place, it's for God and for them. Even when the inspector, we have a lot of inspection in the camp, and one of them, he said, I cannot blame you for anything. I like everything what I have seen. So we like when they recognized it's clean in the camp, it's we take care of this place, and they see this. Even if we had a lot of expensive in this year, because we repair all the camp outside, we had a team from Moldova, they came. God help us to help children to come in this year in the camp, and we sponsor poor children with 5,500 pounds. A lot of money who came from you and help us to bring poor children in the camp. And we are here to thank you for this and to please ask you to be a part with us and help us to continue this work. In the camp, everybody has something to do. I'm glad Rachel is here. She, with Bethany, washed a lot of dishes, and Carol last summer, even John and David paint a lot of stairs in the camp. So we are waiting for you to come to see this place and to see the Romanian children and to see how God is working in their life. Work in the camp needs requires hands. Hand that repairs, hand that careful preserve what was entrusted to them. In the center of a village in Europe, there was a statue of Jesus, which was the pride and joy of the villagers. But during World War II, when the bomb fell, the statue was hit and blown to pieces. Locals collected all the scattered pieces and restored the destroyed face. The only pieces missing were the hands of Lord Jesus. So they placed a plaque of the base of the statue that read, "Now you are the only hands that Jesus has." And in a way, this is our calling. And in a wonderful way, God joined our hands with your hands to carry the Romanian children and carry together burdens that would otherwise be impossible to carry. Thank you for your hands and for your heart for us.
If you see beyond there, it's written, their future in our hands. We know that in God's hands, the future of every one of us. But the children, they need to know about God, how they will believe if they don't hear God's message. And this is the age when they can believe and they can trust. It's the golden age of salvation, because when they are children, they really can believe. Spurgeon said, the believers who came to the Lord when they were children can become the pillars of the church. They are strong and they can go on with their lives with God. Yes, we have in the camp, we have Bible lessons. And you see there are two boys in front. We try to encourage boys because we are missing very much the boys. We have an army of girls ready to do the work, the ministry, but we don't have boys, and it's missing. And this summer and last summer, we had so many children, boys, coming. Amazing, because the camp is very active, lots of things to do on the hills. It's beautiful, and boys are coming. But where are the leaders? Please pray that the Lord will send leaders, boy leaders, because we need them so much. So it's Bible lesson, memory verses, groups of children coming, and from these children, many will come to be leaders. They dream one day to become leader in the camp. They keep asking, what age can you can you take me to be a leader in the camp? And then we explain it should be involved your church. You have to have good reports from your parents. And we connect a little bit the dots for them so they try to have a changed life. More than 10 from this group said already that they would like to come as leaders in the camp. In this summer, 43 children trusted the Lord, and it was wonderful to see them and to talk to them. We counseled each one of them independently. Not only 43 came for counseling, more than 100 came, but some of them, when you are screening them and talk to them, they say, I must think more. And this is good, because maybe they come next year and say, I was thinking. And 43 tested the Lord and they prayed. And it's amazing to see, to hear the children, how they confess their sins, how they can repent of their sins, and how they want to talk to their parents. A child told me, you have to bring my mom in the camp. If she'll hear you here, she'll understand, because I cannot explain her. They have the desire to, for their parents, they pray. Many comes with broken hearts and broken homes. We had children from Oradia, from an orphanage. And this boy last summer, Ricardo, he trusted the Lord. But this summer, he came back, and every day he was there for counseling, because now he starts to unload his pain, because why he was abandoned, why his parents kept other children and they gave him. There are questions you have not an answer. Only God can cover, can this pain of abandon and the pain of rejection from their parents. So the camp is doing a lot for them, because God is speaking to them every time. This group you see, it's a group in the last day of camp. We gather the children who came for counseling, and we have the last things to tell them how they can grow, going home, what they have to do. 5 steps, easy. On their fingers, explaining them what to do. And even if they fail and they are sinful, they sin, they can come back. And it's wonderful. This is such a group. You see how many they are. Next, please. We have also winter camps. And the next, please. Sometimes when we have real snow, it's not always, they are not so lucky, all of them. It's wonderful, because everything is white and they can go sledging, and it's lovely. We had 8 weekend camps last winter, and 9 children trusted the Lord. Even in this weekend, 2 days and a little, and they go home. But what God is doing through his word, it's something nobody can do. It's amazing how God's word is so powerful, and you can see that in the life of the children. They come and ask, and they want to trust the Lord. Next, please. We have teacher training. 2 weeks ago, we had 63 people for the teacher training, and Cassie reminded me that one just in front, which one is this?
With red.
The third is red. She was baptized 2 weeks ago. We've been to her baptismus, and she is from a non-Christian family, but her mother was there, and her brother is coming to camp. He came to help. He is 13 to 14. He came to help us a lot, and he is attending the church where this girl, Ashi, is going. And she had a lovely testimony. And her mother didn't want her to be baptized for 2 years. And when she was 18, she said, now, Mom, I'm 18. I can decide for myself. I want to be baptized. And she invited her mother there. And her mother was crying. And we were crying too, because we knew the story, and she was baptized. And now she's there to learn how to teach a Bible lesson to children. And it's so good that they will come back in the camp and they will teach in the camp, and they want to learn. And this is very, very precious. Now about Casa Hari. In 2014, so we started our ministry in 93, and we had camps all these 32 years at different levels. Sometimes less, we didn't have room, but we grow. Now we can have 52 children and 20 leaders once. But Casa Hari was a project of my heart. I used to work in an orphanage, and when I talked to Hari about this, I met them in that orphanage. They came to build the kitchen in there, and I met them there. And when I spoke to Hari about children, about the need, we didn't have materials. We had nothing to teach them. He started to cry, and I remember he was dirty, and the tears left a mark on his face. I never forget that. So we wanted to have a place for abandoned children. So we had, at the first level, it was a room for sports and games, because sometimes when it's raining, you have to bring them inside. And above, it's a lovely home for 8 children. We have now only 4. You see them in the picture, because 2 of them, their mother took them. It's a pity she did that. She destroyed them, taking them, because the girl who came with us being at school, she had to repeat the school because she couldn't manage. And we taught her, we helped her. And when she went to the high school, she was the 3rd entering in that school. But her mother took her in that autumn, and she stopped going to school. This is so sad. After that, after a year, she had a child. But she married with a man, which was good. But now I don't know what happens to her. I think she split from him. And she's repeating the life of her mother. You cannot help if they don't want to be helped. So it's very sad. But now we have 4 children, 3 sisters, Yasmina, Andrea, and Maria, and Bogdan. He is the only boy now. He is very sad to be the only boy. We had others 2 boys. One was adopted when he was 12, and the other one wanted to go in Arad to be near his father. But it was very sad because his father didn't take him. He went in another orphanage, a state orphanage. It's a sad, very sad story. But they remained, and they all are Christians. And if you would see them in the summer, when we prepare the beds and everything for the next camp, we have 5 days camp, 2 days cleaning. They come and help. They know what is to be done. It's wonderful to see that. But we have a problem with Casa Hari.
That red sign shows us what is the problem. The roof wasn't made properly, and the water is coming in their house. And this is one of the projects for us to repair this roof.
This morning I got a message that the team of Christians from Timișoara, who said they will do it, they cannot do it anymore. So I was so sad. We need to do this because it's raining inside. We have to put buckets in different places, and we have to do the roof.
Come. Okay. Next
one.
Mm-hmm.
We had many volunteers coming to help us. This in red is Peggy from Hebrides. I don't know who is the lady near her. Do you know, John? And who is the man there at the wood? Oli. So there are so many, but it's an, I wanted to put a photo with you, but I didn't manage to do it. It was the time. So it's work, as Cassie said, for everyone there, especially for the plumbers and joiners. And God is building his kingdom with our hands, and their future is in our hands if we'll be careful enough to see that. Next picture, please. We have a a support group. They all are leaders in the camp. They all went through the teaching training and everything, but they are working. They have families, but they step in when we need them, and they help us a lot. This is our support group, support team, and we pray that from them, God will bring some with the desire to continue the ministry full time. It's hard now because in Romania, people have the chance to work, to go abroad. Things changed totally, so it is so hard. But we have children from all the world, Romanian children coming from Europe, from Australia, from America, and they trust the Lord, they go back, and they have a better life, and they show the world what God can do when you trust in him. Please pray. The last is that God will continue to use your hands and our hands to reach the children in Romania, and not only in Romania, because they are coming from so many parts. I said in the morning that we had a boy from Scotland. He came with his father. His father was a pastor, and the boy stayed behind for counseling. It was so wonderful to be able to help him trust the Lord. And years after, we went and we met him, and I asked him, "Are you still with the Lord?" And he said, "Yes." He never forgot what he did in a foreign country, with foreign people, trusting in a powerful God. Thank you very much. We have many stories, but we don't have the time to say.
My name is Sarah.
Now Sarah will sing for you. Sarah is Cassie's daughter. She is there all the summer.